This is Brian Cambria with news for the KVNF listening area, Friday, November 23rd, 2012. It looks like this winter is going to be warmer and perhaps drier than normal. The Durango Herald reports that in the latest report that covers December through February, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the absence of El Niño conditions has thrown forecasters for a loop. El Niño is the warming of water in the tropical Pacific Ocean that influences the path and the potency of storms in the United States. In the Southwest, the phenomenon brings more precipitation. When the ocean in the South Pacific cools, La Niña conditions trigger the opposite effect, and the Southwest receives less precipitation. Earlier this week, state climatologist Nolan Doskin said that El Niño was starting to form but stopped in one of its rare neutral positions. As a result, NOAA says that there are equal chances that precipitation from December through March in southwest Colorado will be normal, above normal, or below normal. As for temperatures in the region, NOAA predicts that the winter months will have at least a 40% chance of being above average temperatures. In its mid-November report, NOAA said it's likely that 2012 will be the warmest year on record in the lower 48. The global temperature is inching upward as well. Cinemas all around the country are preparing to transition to digital technology. Starting in 2013, movie distributors will no longer send out films on 35mm film. For small cinemas, the cost of that transition could mean the difference between surviving in an already challenging economy or shutting their doors forever. From KGNU in Boulder, Maeve Conran visited an historic cinema in Estes Park to find out how they're dealing with the transition.
We're right now walking into the lobby area, which is it's very long. It's about...
The historic Park Theater in Estes Park has been owned and operated by the same family since 1968.
All the way down towards the auditorium area. And in the lobby area, we have lots of old posters with Frankenstein and King Kong.
My name is Jenna McGregor, and I'm the booker for the theater. My mom is the owner of the theater.
This is truly a family affair, with Jenna's father, uncle, and husband acting as projectionists in this theatre that's getting ready to celebrate its 100th anniversary.
This theatre was built in 1913. It's the oldest operating movie theatre in the United States that was originally built as a movie theatre. There are older theatres out there, but they were stage production theatres or vaudeville-type show theatres. Very different compared to when you build a theatre for a movie theatre. Everything's very different.
Back in its heyday, it was full every night, being one of the first theaters in the state to run movies like Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
So this is quite an amazing theater if you think about it. This little tiny town had something so amazing as like Gone with the Wind and Frankenstein and King Kong and those kinds of movies before they even got to show it down in Denver. This was kind of a premier area with very rich people who lived up here in Estes, and they wanted to be able to see the cinema. And so back then, the theater was almost always packed. Everything is made out of steel on the walls. And there's a steel door that is at the bottom of the booth area, and as you walk up the stairs, there's a steel door at the top of the booth area as well. And that was because in the old days they used carbons with their old projectors. And you had to have two projectors. You'd go from one projector to the other. When you see the little circle in the corner of the film, it says that it's time for you to switch over to the other projector, and you have to make sure that the reel is ready.
But very soon, that reel-to-reel equipment will be obsolete. Starting in 2013, film companies will no longer provide 35mm film to theatres.
Well, lots of the old theatres, most of us run on 35mm film. They cost, from what I've heard, about $2,000 to mass produce from the film companies. And it's much cheaper nowadays for film companies to be able to take the image and place it onto a hard drive and send it out to the theaters digitally. So they're
they're requiring everybody to transition over to digital. There's a large cost that goes with it. Buying those digital projectors costs no less than $55,000. Depending upon what you have to do in addition to that, you could have, with installation costs and everybody to come and put everything in, all the way up to $70,000. And some theaters are even having to pay more, like $100,000, if they don't already have digital sound, because you cannot run digital projection without running digital sound.
But the economic reality of running a small cinema can make this investment in new equipment prohibitive. This theatre spends 60% of its gross revenue on paying for the actual films. The staff, all family members, work for no salary. It's estimated that 20% of small cinemas nationwide won't survive the digital transition, something small cinema operators like Jenna McGregor see as a tragedy, particularly as they say there's no improvement in quality with the digital transition.
A lot of people think, oh, digital is so much better. They're actually incorrect. When it's digitalized, you can't possibly produce as many pixels as on 35mm film or on 70mm film.
Through a combination of fundraising events and savings, the historic Park Theatre is likely to survive the digital transition, as it survived many other challenges, including a flood and two fires that almost destroyed the cinema.
In the 70s, the tower caught on fire, was struck by lightning and caught on fire. My grandmother had taken a fire extinguisher and was climbing the 80-foot tower to try and put the fire out, and the firefighters got there and put it out. But it's a fun story. But she said, of course, I could not let my theater burn. So this theater has endured flood and fire.
Now they're preparing to endure the digital transition, because regardless of changes in technology, people still love going to the movies.
This theater, we hope, what we want is for it to be able to stay and be that iconic nature and stature within Estes and be able to continue to be a movie theater. People still love to go to the movies, and it's still great to see something on a big screen versus even those large digital screens you can have in your home. It's not the same when everybody around you is laughing and giggling at the same time and enjoying the actual movie together. It's an experience that I think people want to continue to have.
Thus concludes this morning's newscast. For KVNF News, I'm Brian Cambria.